Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you guys be? This is your host, Jimena Velasquez. Today's topic of conversation is, are others able to receive you? It's funny, this past week, usually holidays really do bring out a lot of old baggage for people. And if we get together with friends or family, we fall back into the role that they and we have agreed to play within the family dynamics. And then when we have expectations of how things should be, how they should not be, we just get disappointed when it doesn't happen that way. I had a couple people, their holiday didn't go as expected. They were not invited to certain outings. They were not, stuff that normally they used to do with friends and family. They were not invited to those. And they were hurt, and understandably so. But if you live from a point of view that everything is just an interesting point of view and there's no expectations on your behalf about how things are going to be, how they're not going to be, then you don't get disappointed. Neutrality. There's no looking for it or not. And if it happens, great. If it doesn't happen, also, it's like, oh my gosh, wow, cool. How does it get any better? So everywhere that you have expectations, especially when it comes to holidays, when it comes to celebrations, when it comes to weddings, when it comes to birthdays, would you let that go now? All projections, expectations, judgments, separations, rejections, would you let it go? Between and greater all times because the alien? Ryan Rome, good and bad, but I'm back on my church, grace and beyond. The other day, it was so funny because I was driving home, and I had a long ways to drive. And as I'm driving home, I started thinking about the past couple of years and what's been happening in my life and how as you change, people who are your friends, people who are your family even, they kind of, when you stop playing the role that they have put you in, because we, in this society, in this reality, we put people in boxes. And when they no longer want to stay in the box, when they get out of the box, it's hard for your friends and your relatives to see you as something different. So they would rather go away from you. And this is what we call to be not vibrationally compatible anymore. And then they stop calling you, they stop hanging around you. You lose touch with them pretty much. So I was thinking about this past 5 years and what happened. And a pivotal point in my life was when about 4 years ago, a contract ended. The contract I was working ended. And at the time, I was like, I took it as a vacation. Other people who know me took it as a layoff. But it was an employment layoff, okay? And to them, it was like I had something contagious, and they just could not wait to fix me up so that I wasn't an employee. And it was, the funny thing is that when I was with friends, I was with friends and I would tell them, hey, you know, my contract ended, expiration. One of, it was, at the time I felt the energy, but I didn't realize what it was. And then now in retrospect, I see that it was, they were putting themselves in my shoes and what would they do if that was to happen to them? And therefore that sense of what would I do, or the sense of them drowning, if you get my meaning, it was pretty much there, and they just could not be around me. At one time, I told a friend of mine that I felt like I had a contagious disease because nobody, I would talk to somebody and they would be okay. And then they were like, oh, you don't have a job. Oh, what happened? And I would tell them. And they were like, oh, my gosh. And then we would, because I had all the time in the world, I was like, hey, let's go do this, let's go do that. Not like I was asking them to pay for me at all. And they just, I would never hear from them. And it was because they were afraid of it happening to them, whatever it meant to them at the time. And then friends and family, it's like, they just don't want, when they teach you, when they peg you in one, in that one hole, when you get out of it, it's very uncomfortable for them. So, and they will do whatever they can to keep you in that hole that they peg you in. Because that's what's comfortable for them. So everything that's coming up will be determined and created all time because they're like, Brian Ronkin, Baparampak, all my shorts, for and beyond. You know how sometimes we say it also, and so it's the sheep, black sheep of the family, so and so is this and that. We have the studious ones, we have the slacker, we have the artist, or we have the, you know, airhead, that type of thing in family. Well, when you change, that kind of makes everybody uncomfortable, and then they stop calling you and so forth. So just got to be aware that you have to be an allowance, got to be an allowance of other people. And when you change, you are going to be rocking the world. And it's okay. All you have to do is get any better than this, because it can always get better. It can always get better. And don't take it personally. Oh, I know it's hard. I know it's hard to not take it personally when you're not invited to gatherings and so and the like. But, you know, you can have fun as well. You can make new friends. As you move into a new state, you will be making new friends. You will be in a new community. And you will, as you move home, you will be in a better place. Think about it. Every time you change something, it always goes for the better. It doesn't go backwards. But you got to be conscious of your choices, okay? So if you are looking to move, if you're looking to move house, your home, from one location to another, ask, how does it get any better than this? What would it take for me to find the ideal home for me to live right now? And then ask, just that's all you have to do, ask that question. And then as you move to a new place, you know, you're going to be finding new friends. You're going to be, as you move to a new state, you're going to be finding new friends. Perhaps your family will be distant because you're not going to be down the street from them. But then if you're not that, if they are not willing to talk to you, they're not willing to come by, it's okay. Just be an allowance of that. Just set yourself, interesting point of view, I have the point of view, interesting point of view, I have the point of view. And then that will make it so that what you're feeling is it will go away. We all feel, right? We all feel when we're slighted. We all feel when we're not included. But things can always get better. So asking, how does it get any better than this? Things, they hurt, is not as bad. And this is also, as you change, your vibration changes, of course, and others are not willing to receive you anymore because you are different. You are no longer, a lot of times we have in our circle, we have people, like I said, pegged for certain things, and a lot of times they want you around because you are the most, you're the most discreet of the group. They like to keep you around so they can say, oh, at least I'm not as bad as so-and-so. Okay, but when you start changing and when you start improving your life, improving your reality, improving your finances, improving your opportunities, you're no longer, at least I'm not as bad as, you know? And then now they have to take a look at themselves because you are out of that peg. You no longer fit that position that you were in. Now they have to take a close look inside to see, oh, who is the worst off in the group now? Do you know that out of your circle of friends, out of the 10 closest people, or 10 closest friends that you have, annual income is the average of those 10 people? Did you know that? Right. That's something interesting to know, huh? Because you surround yourself by people with whom you're compatible, vibrationally compatible with. So if let's say you want to make $100,000, but you are surrounded by people who believe that $100,000 is not attainable and that you can only make $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, you're never going to be able to make the $100,000 if you continue to be in the same vibrational vibration that you're in right now. You have to step out of your comfort zone, a stretch, and then you'll be able to make it. But when you do that, then you're no longer vibrational compatible to your friends. Therefore, they're going to be distancing themselves from you. Interesting, huh? That is why a lot of us have a very hard time creating more money in our lives, because we do not want to leave our friends that we've known for a long time. We don't want to leave them behind. We miss them. But what would it be if you were to be all you can be and not worry about what you think? And everything that is will be the chain and creator, all kinds of ability. Right, wrong, good and bad, but I'm powerful, my short sleep and beyond. And it's not about making yourself wrong either. The people I was talking with, they've been making themselves wrong. Oh, what did I do? Why is it that my friends are no longer coming around? Why is it that my friends did not contact me? Don't make yourself wrong. You haven't done anything wrong. All you did was become more of you. That's all. When you are more of you, perhaps you are too much for them, the one who lacks more than they do. And they're like, that's the role you were playing. Or you were the most screwed up of the bunch. That's the role they assigned you to play. And you agreed to play that role for a little bit. But now that you're no longer that, they don't want you around. And that's okay. It's not about making you wrong. It's the fact that they cannot accept the change that you are going, the change that you are making to your life, your living, your reality, and your finances. Remember, joy does not follow money. Money follows joy. Joyful you are, the more you're going to have money. The more you are you, if you're going to be more joyful. And with joy comes money. So, you are changing. You are changing. Acknowledge that. Accept that. And you will be going through more phases. But it's all about stepping into what you've been asking to step into. Okay? And it's about not judging you. Because if you start judging you, then you're going to stop all the benefits that the universe wants to give you. And a judgment is a complete and total showstopper for creation. You judge you, then you no longer are open to receiving. Okay? And you need to be open to receiving, especially from the universe, who's so vast, who's so abundant. And this is what you're here for. You're here to experience the good things in life. You're not here to suffer. And you already have crack in a little bit into that nut that says, okay, universe, I'm here. What else is possible for me better than this? So don't be judging you. Don't be making yourself wrong for all of this. You, baby, you have so much to live for. So many good things are coming to you. Everything works out for you 100% of the time. So did you guys enjoy the activation that I sent out this past weekend? My newsletter, my monthly newsletter goes out every month, every first Saturday of the month. I'm going to change it to be the last Saturday of the of the month, but I need to have time because time is a little bit, although time is a construct, it's still, you know, I need to be more organized for my deadlines. But yes, because of what's going on in planet, you know, we had the full moon, we had the humongous solar flares last week. People have been very lethargic. People in very chaotic. If you've been watching the news this past weekend, although over the 4th of July holiday, although we had a safe weekend, I took a glimpse at the news, and just within a couple of minutes I was there sitting, they must have announced like maybe 6 deaths over the weekend. And I was like, oh my gosh. So people are just a little bit out of whack. And so to normalize that, I send out an activation in my newsletter so that you know that you have, the universe has your back for you 100% of the time. So it's open, it's free for you to download. Just listen to it the same as before. Do not operate heavy machinery as you listen to it. And be in a pleasant environment so that you can just relax and meld with the energy. But let me know what your outcome of that is. I would love to hear your testimonies and how it's working for you. So what else is possible? What else is possible that we have not even thought about? So remember, when others cannot receive you, okay, it is their problem, not yours. No need for you to be anguished, to be upset, to be sad, to be anything, because they're doing exclusion. It's just that they cannot, they no longer are comfortable. When I was working as a contract about 4 years ago, my boss, he's the one who hired me. But when I started changing, he could not be in the same room I was for more than 10 minutes. I was so vibrationally uncomfortable to him. And he would have the meeting real quick and he would walk away. In some other instances, I have people who are telling me that their bosses, they come, they don't even talk to them. They will not even say good morning to them. And that's interesting, isn't it? So please, 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 please do yourself a favor and just say interesting, say to yourself, interesting point of view, I have this point of view, interesting point of view, I have this point of view, interesting point of view, they have this point of view, whenever something like that happens to you. And the other question to ask is, how does it get any better than this? Because things can always get better. Friends who are looking for new places to move into, ask universe, show me the ideal place for me to move to. What would it take for you, universe, to show me the ideal place for me to move to? And be open to it. Because you never know when the answers are going to come. And do not expect the answers to come the way you think it's going to come. The answers are going to come in a completely, totally unexpected way. So ask, but you have to ask. Remember, if you ask, you shall receive. So ask, what would it take to find the ideal place to live? And for you guys who are moving homes, who are moving house, ask, how does it get any better than this? And what would it take for the move to be performed with ease, with total ease, and everything else like that, which you can create my longer and proper and back on my shirts and beyond. Whoa, that was good. Okay, cool. How does it get any better than this? So continue to change. Do not be afraid that if you continue to change, you are going to lose friends and family. You cannot lose something you never had. If they are truly your friends and they truly want to be with you, they will be with you. because they'll say, okay, I need to change as well. Remember, be the change you want to see. That's what Gandhi said. Be the change you want to see. So you change, they will change. If you change and they don't, it's because they don't want you and they're more comfortable in the muck. So people who want to be with you, change. They will come along and you're going to be showing them the way. You're going to be the conscious leader that they require you to be. But you are not responsible for anybody to be willing to lead the way. And if they come, great. If they don't come, that's also great. You're not responsible for anybody. You're not here to judge you. You're not here to judge anybody. You are here to just have an interesting point of view with everything. That everything that you create, everything that they create, all the creations around you, everything you also co-create, okay? And you're not to be, making yourself wrong for what they might choose. And that's all there is to it. So remember in the tool, how does it get any better than this? Ask the question of the universe. Universe, show me this. Universe, show me that. Universe, what would it take for me to have ease with my job for all eternity? Universe, what would it take for me to have ease with my business for all eternity? Ask your business. Business, what do you require from me? Business, how can we attract more clients that I haven't even thought? And then ask the universe. Universe, show me something beautiful today. I do that all the time, and then when I come to my office, I see a little bunny sitting outside my window. Or I see a new flower that has bloomed and it's the most beautiful color. And it's just simple things. I see falcons fly by my window. Or as I'm walking my dog, falcons come by and they just like to swoop down. And that's some majestic. This is such a beautiful bird. And then just ask, how does it get any better than this? And the other statement to make is, interesting point of view, I have that point of view. Interesting point of view, I have that point of view. If you have an intensity in your body, let's say you have an intensity on the elbow. It's an interesting point of view. My elbow has this point of view. Interesting point of view. My elbow has this point of view. Interesting point of view. My elbow has this point of view. And what that is doing is that's unraveling the energy that's in your elbow. And what creating the intensity is the accumulated energy that cannot flow. When you say, interesting point of view, my elbow has this point of view, you start unraveling that and you allow the energy to flow again. Your chi around your body is flowing again. So, and that gets you back into neutrality as well, where we got to be a neutral. If you're not attached to something or fighting for something, then you are in neutral. And that's what it requires. That's when you want to create and manifest and actualize whatever it is that you're speaking to do so, you have to be in neutrality. You cannot be invested in the outcome, because if you are, then you're not going to make it work. Right now we're working on making it rain for California because of the drought that's going on there. We are being successful, but it's an uphill battle because of the many people that believe that California is a desert and it never rains in California. So, creators, you are an awesome creator. You don't need anybody other than you. And all you have to do is set your intention on something, and then it will show up. How it shows up is going to be different than what you expected, but it will show up. That's why in this reality now, after December 2012, it's critical for you to be watchful of what you think, what you feel, because it will show up. You are a magnificent creator. Now, with the water in California, we are fighting millions and millions of people. California never gets water. If the collective consciousness is quite strong, so just have to be aware of it. And we have to, when two or more powerful creators, which is I'm including everybody I'm talking to, get together with a single purpose, you can create very interesting things. Very interesting things. So if you would like to join us, please do so. And you're in, with the intent that there be rain in California. Join us if you so desire. And be gentle to yourself. Be in allowance of yourself and of others. You don't have to buy into their story. You don't have to buy into your story. And don't have to tell the story. Just be in allowance of it. And forget about having projections, expectations, judgments, separations, rejections. Nobody can reject you other than you. You are the one who can feel out of that you don't belong somewhere. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what race you are. It doesn't matter anything. If you feel you do not belong somewhere, you don't. If you feel that you belong somewhere, you do. It's all about how you feel inside of you. Therefore, the only one who can reject you is you. So no projections, expectations, judgments, separations, rejections, and everything that is fully discerned and clear, also to the film. Ryan, we're going to wrap our back on my short stories and beyond. Whoa, that one had a lot of charge. I don't know if it's because I brought up the race thing or not, but that one had a lot of charge, my gosh. Okay, so everywhere that you have been rejecting you, and will you now revoke, recant, receive, renounce, announce, share, and create all of that? Brian Rungren, Bafar, and Bach, on one short switch and beyond. Oh, that's good. Okay. So, how does it get any better than this? Practice that. Continue to ask that question. How does it get any better than this? And the new tool to ask is, it's not a question, but thing you take offense or you take a judgment to it. Just an interesting point of view. I have that point of view. Interesting point of view. I have that point of view. You know how sometimes you're in a conversation and somebody will say something that doesn't sound right or you take offense to it? Just mentally say, interesting point of view. I have the point of view. Interesting point of view. I have the point of view. And whatever it is that you were thinking, whatever emotion, feeling came up, it's going to neutralize, and you will not be so quick to jump to it, okay? So, my friends, it's been a pleasure. This is Amanda Velasquez. And if you did not get the newsletter, register at Energy MDT, Mary Day Time, EnergyMDT.com, and you will get it next time for August. And I usually send out activations and stuff. Have a great week. Bye-bye.